I saw it go down. CIUT 89.5 FM, bring your A game. I go by the name of Dynamic, aka your favorite light skin. We got DJ Slam on the ones and twos. Such a good vibe here. Ah, man, and it's an honor to introduce my guest tonight. He is one of Ottawa's top talents. And I don't say talents just because, you know, he can rap. Because it's not all he does. I'm telling you, it's not all he does. I met this man a few years ago, and I'm talking like over a decade ago. Not to give away my age, though. And I became aware of this man from all of the talent contests that we used to do back in Ottawa. So he's definitely been a heavy competitor in the scene. You know, he's definitely a veteran of the Ottawa music scene as well, too, holding it down in such a big way. And I'm talking about the man who goes by the name of 9-4, and he's also recently ventured into some comic books. And that's really what we brought him on the show to talk about tonight, because he's started to dabble into sort of a hip-hop comic world, and it's real, real crazy. He's going around to a lot of trade shows and, you know, showing off what he's doing as well, too, with big booths and all that. And I remember about 6 years ago, this man drew a picture of me. And that's right, I got a cartoon character, your favorite light-skinned cartoon character. It's a real dope cartoon character. And so I got to give enough praise to this man. Let me bring him through. He goes by the name of 9-4. 9-4, you on the phone with me, my friend.
Yo, yo.
Yes, big things. And for the people that, you know, people don't know, because, you know, me and you, we go way back. So this is actually really dope that I got you on the show, calling in from Ottawa. How have you been, my friend?
I've been working, you know, I've been grinding, you know, making it do what it do.
Making it do what it do. So let's talk a little bit about this comic book series that you have going on, Ninth Illy. Can you let the people know what the Ninth Illy world is all about?
Okay. I'll give you all the compressed version. It basically surrounds a record label called Sin City Records, and they signed 4 artists. As their new talent, and each one of the artists were awarded a red gold chain. So this is where the villain comes in, which is actually an 8-year-old child. So he actually originally signed with the record label, and he sold his soul for a record deal.
Wow.
So the record label, Sin City Records, took his soul, cut it into 4 pieces, and melded them with each one of the chains. So now the new artists don't know that. So really, the villain is just an 8-year-old child with a soulless creature who's just trying to get his soul back, you know, and that's where the adventure begins.
That's crazy. So you've been touring a lot with this comic book series as well, too. Can we talk a little bit about the comic tour that you got going down, and like what cities you've been to so far and where you plan to go next?
Actually, I re-released the comic digitally at 9thilly.com at the Toronto Comic Con in March. So that was the first stop on the tour. The second stop was the Ottawa Comic Con. So that was in May. Now I'm about to hit the Montreal Comic Con, which is July 3rd to 5th at Palais de Congress.
What made you do the switch? Like, what made you switch from sort of the rapping side of things over to, you know, starting to draw and stuff? Or has that always been something that you've been, like, doing both of?
Well, I've actually drew before I started rapping, so I found a love for the music after I already had a love for the drawing part of it. So I had such a passion for the music part of it, I kind of left alone the drawing for a minute and just like pursued like the rap career. And then I was like, okay, why didn't I combine both these? And you know, I came up with Ninth Illy. Is the final product of that, you know, best of both worlds.
Dope. And also, your ad recently appeared in sort of like a top-notch hip-hop magazine. Let's speak on that.
An ad actually just like appeared like magic, just like poof. You know, I don't even know how it really happened, but just like poof. Like, you believe in magic, you know?
Right.
But it just appeared in between an article of Raekwon and Action Bronson in XXL magazine. So that's like, you know, North America, basically my introduction to North America.
Right. And you got a soundtrack as well, too, sort of surrounding this comic book series. Who do you have on the soundtrack?
The soundtrack is actually still in the works, but I do have finished tracks that I kind of just tease people with. But basically on the soundtrack, it's the lead characters. So the four signees to the record label actually have their own music on the soundtrack.
Okay, dope.
So it's something new, something different, you know? I want to try that.
I want to keep you on the phone. Don't go nowhere. I want to get into one of the tracks that you sent over to us as well, too. I believe it was from Mallory, and the track is called My Story. Is Mallory part of the comic book series?
She's actually on the music side.
Okay.
So it's separate. Like, she's not in the comic.
Okay.
But it was just such a dope track. I just had to put it on there.
Okay.
It made sense, so.
Stay on the line with us. Let's get into a track from Mallory. Track is called My Story here on CIUT 89.5 FM, the new sound of your city, y'all.
This is my story, bleeding from the page. It's an epic thing, but we'll go prevail.
CIUT 89.5 FM, the new sound of your city. You locked in to bring your A-game. DJ slamming your favorite light skin, holding it down with nothing but the dopest in Canadian hip-hop. We just got into a track from Mallory with a track called My Story. The song itself is surrounding the whole comic book series that my guest 9-4 has going down right now. He's working on a whole new hip-hop comic world. And crazy stories to go along with it. So we got him on the phone with us. 9-4, you still there?
Yeah.
Yes. And that was a dope track, man. So that's one of the tracks off the soundtrack, or will be on the soundtrack. Is that correct?
Yeah. As of now, I wanted to possibly lead with that as the lead single, like the first track to be released, because it basically tells the story, like just in the chorus. It's like self-explanatory what's happening in the story. So I don't know, I'm still up in the air about it, but yeah,
that's dope. Have you ever heard of an artist called Word Burglar?
Word Burglar, yeah.
Yeah. So my DJ Slam was just he was mentioning that that he has a comic book series going down, so he wants to know if you've heard about that. So is it a competition out there for you, or are you the only like hip-hop comic artist? What's the deal with that?
Well, I mean, there is competition. Not to like, you know, have a big head about it, but on this level that I'm doing right now, there's no one out here doing what I'm doing right now.
Hold on, I just pulled the music. I just pulled the music down so you could say that again. Go ahead, say it again.
Okay. So a drum roll at the beginning too, if you want.
Yeah, I ain't got that moment.
But yeah, there's basically no one doing what I'm doing at this level right now, because what I'm bringing is like hip-hop,
right,
combined with comics. So the soundtrack and also the cosplay aspect of it too. So I mean, just based on that, and I'm going in a different direction with it. So there is competition out there, but just not on the same level.
Plus, if there was really that kind of competition, you could just probably draw like a battle, and say that you won in the story, right? You could just create your own story, right?
Exactly. You know, I can. I'm basically the god of this world.
Right, the things you could do with John, that's crazy. So I want to know, you included Raekwon in the first book, in the first series, or part, you know, first part of your series with the comic book you got going on for Ninth Illy. You have any more plans on including, you know, bigger celebrities as well, too, in the following editions, aside from your favorite light skin?
I like that.
Right, I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely I want to have other big name artists in there, because like, you know, Raekwon was a big influence when actually drawing the first book.
Right.
So for the second book, third book, fourth book, there will be different inspirations, and you know, the story will go different places. So I definitely want to have like bigger name artists, and like, you know, even like, you know, your favorite light skin, possibly. You know,
boom, big things. Huge. So okay, on a real quick tip, if anything you want to say to your, you know, to the listeners out there, any of your fans that are tuned in right now, where they can check out your stuff.
Basically the comic is out. A new issue comes out every Friday on 9thilly.com. So that's 9thilly.com, and from that you can connect with my Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's all 9thilly comic.
Dope.
So very easy to find online.
Huge. Enough respect for coming on the show. I know you're a busy man too. You celebrated Father's Day yesterday as well too. So happy Father's Day.
Yeah, it's the same to you, my friend.
Yes, sir. And just real quick before we end off this interview, do I get a new character soon? Because or are you too Hollywood for that? Because I'm saying, like, I feel like I probably lost a little bit of weight since the last character, you know what I'm saying? So you probably could like readjust me just a little bit, you know. And DJ Slam wants a character too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure, you know.
So I'm gonna hit you up for that.
All right.
Just don't charge me them Hollywood prices, you know. I know you're blowing up right now, sir. We got, yo, 9-4, thank you for calling in, man. And if you want to check out more 9-4 stuff, once again, you could go to 9thilly.com. We're going to get into one of his tracks right now from 9-4. The track is called Pushing, here on CIUT 89.5 FM, the new sound of your city.
My boy, no matter how good you are, don't ever let them see you coming. That's the gap, my friend.
You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. When I do what I do, how I do what I do it, I'm pushing my music. That's me pushing them units. I got audio code, the clue in the clueless. Just sit back and relax, watch how I do this. Write it down, take a mental note, who is your idol now? Might have been out of sight in mind, never out of sound. They couldn't quiet me, now I got my eye on me. Focus, listen, what there is really missing. Besides my voice over the lonely beat, only me could flow over the coldest sea. Now you notice me, moment please. Pandora's box, can you open please? Pushing my arm out like I'm doing the shoulder lean. Holding me, I can never weather the storm till it's gone. And we gon' rise like the sun on the early morn. New way, new place, this is a new day. So shut your mouth, open your ears and hear him say, you gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. This what the doctor told my mama, and now I'm here. You need to do the same. Why is that not clear? I'm no minister, but my gospel is so rare. 365 rhymes in a year. One a day, I'm a lay. Microphone is an AK. Spraying your eardrum. KKKK. I'm bringing you back to life. I like that you're getting hype. When you hear me on the mic, you and I are not alike. comparison, so embarrassing. A million, 9 levels above ya. Haters, I love ya. You keep me going, this is the key that you not knowing. When you push, I push harder, sparking the fire starter. At this point in my life, I am hotter than lava. I'm trying to make it so my baby will see tomorrow. The horror of it all, you would love to see me fall. But by the greatest in the game, I've been called. You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way. You gotta do this every day, even when things ain't going your way.